The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Here, Bird Show.
How's everybody doing today?
Good. Can't complain.
Good. Can't complain.
Hanging in there.
Hanging in there.
Same here. Rolling into the weekend.
That's kind of been Mo's week. Just hanging in there, man.
Hanging, man. Hanging by a string.
Your hair looks good.
Thank you. I got something going for me.
Yeah.
I appreciate you.
You're welcome.
What do you guys have going on this weekend?
Bart and I have a date night tomorrow night. We haven't had one in forever.
What are you guys doing?
We're literally just going to dinner. Nothing
Love
fancy,
it.
Nothing special. I booked us a reservation. I booked the babysitter. I text him and I'm like, you're taking me out on a date. It's been over 2 years.
Oh, okay. Nice. He's all right. Let's go.
Yeah, it was funny because he's been working so hard to finish renovating this condo so we can finally get it sold. It's a long story. It's the condo from hell. I think it's related to Cassie's house.
Probably.
He's just been busting his butt on that. We're like two ships passing in the night.
Yeah,
he gets up with Jimmy, takes him to school. I pick Jimmy up from camp. And then I have him. And then when Bart gets home, it's like, okay, tag, you're in, switch. And so we need some one-on-one time.
You need to bake those in, man. You really do.
You have to force yourself. Like, I literally had to force myself to add this to the schedule because I can't remember the last time. It was just he and I going out for a date one-on-one.
Yeah, wow. I think you get into that period where you're just so secure with each other and you're so secure in your relationship that you take for granted that it still needs some nourishing.
Yeah.
You know, even if that's a dinner from time to time, just the two of you guys, you know?
We are secure, but this has more to do with exhaustion and being tired and just trying to push through so we make some time for each other.
What you got, Mo?
Working on a future event I'm trying to put together. I'm probably going to put a lot of time into that. I know we're going to go to the movies. Other than that, I'm not sure.
That's all
I got planned so far. I still want to see F1 because I had to run out of it the last
good.
Time.
Oh, that's right. Having stomach problems.
Yeah, exactly.
It's good.
I've heard that.
It's really good.
I've heard about a lot of good things, so I finally want to get to see it.
How about you, Abby?
For me, I'm flying out to Tampa after the show, which is, it's so funny because I always complain about how Tampa, I think, is the worst city in America, and I've been there like once a month for the past 3 months for family things.
You're always there, man.
My brother and his fiance are booking their wedding venue, so they want us to come see that. My cousin is having her baby shower this weekend. My mom just kind of needs emotional support. So I was like, you know what? I'll hop on a flight. So I'm going to head down there and we're going to have some family time. And I booked all the reservations. So I was like, you know what? God forbid I come to Tampa and not have a good meal. So we're going to go check out some cool restaurants and hang out as a family.
I had a spontaneous idea this morning as I was driving in because I have a Friday night, pretty much nothing on the schedule whatsoever. So I was thinking, you know what? The Padres are on the East Coast right now. They're in DC. I wonder if I should just pop up there for 24 hours.
Why not? YOLO.
I've got the Friday night.
Yeah.
Hey, why not?
Go for it.
How did Amanda's son Asa put it? He didn't say YOLO. He goes,
oh, what was it?
You only live all day.
You only live all day. That's right. All right. So there is a new app that is creating quite a stir right now, a dating app, and it is offending a lot of people.
I don't think it's a dating app. I think it's just a social network app. So it's called Clock Out, and it is for those who want to connect at private dinners, mixers, but they're looking for a certain standard of person. You have to be intelligent. So I'm like scrolling Insta. I follow GA Followers Official, Georgia Followers Official, and they have a post about this app and that it's really blowing up here in Atlanta. People are clamoring to get on it, but you have to have a level of sophistication and intelligence in order to be admitted.
people are being personally attacked by this networking app called Clockout that sends you an actual rejection letter if you're not smart enough to get on. And a lot of people are pissed off. That being said, apparently people who are on it are obsessed because they get to join free social clubs and go to mixers and galas. And you know, I love galas. But a lot of people are offended by the rejection letters they're getting. And it seems like they don't accept specific firms. Someone said that nobody at Twitter is getting on, but that could just be a rumor. I applied and this is my rejection letter. We appreciate you applying for a Clockout membership. You unfortunately do not meet our community standards as a TikToker. Like, yes, I'm a TikToker, but I've worked in corporate for over 10 years. Anyways, what do you guys think?
I think I wouldn't be offended if I didn't get into this club. And I think if I did get into this club, then it discredits the entire club.
Well, so I'm under the same umbrella, right? So I sent everybody the app. I said, hey, download this, apply. Let's see. Yeah. Let's make it a competition within the show to see who gets in. And yeah, I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to be offended if I don't get in. I was offended.
You were.
I was offended.
You got rejected? Get in?
Yes.
Oh, you already got your notification?
Absolutely. I went ahead and I applied, and I get this sad crying emoji face. And it's not so much a letter, is you get a notification, and then you pop it up, and it says, "We're so sorry, ! We couldn't accept your application. Deciding who to accept is never easy. We hope you'll apply again in the future."
Wow.
And like, again, I'm like, it's a stupid app, don't care. But then I got that and I was like, WTF? Why? And like, they're not asking you a ton of information,
no.
Right? You're getting minimal. They know my name. They know where I work. They know where I graduated from. And they know a couple of my interests. And that's how they decided whether or not I got accepted.
So this could be marketing also, where they're just trying to make it exclusive right now, that there's more buzz in rejecting people than there is accepting people. So they're trying to make it so, or you're just lame.
Well, no, I used my professional headshot, the one with like the professional beat on my face and my like well done hair. Yeah, no, I didn't get accepted. So has anybody else gotten any response back?
Did you get the notification via text or email?
No, neither.
Neither.
I didn't get an email. I didn't get text. It comes within the app. So after you downloaded it and you apply, it will send you a notification letting you know if you got accepted. So when you open the app, because I'm like, it was sitting there waiting. It says it should take like 24 hours to process. And then, poof, it popped up that I got denied.
I just went into the app because I've been waiting for a text or an email. Mm-hmm. We couldn't accept your application.
Oh, wow.
It's some elitist garbage there.
I don't know why mine still says I'm on the wait list, because it says the expected wait time, like you said, is 24 hours, and it's been well over 24 hours for me, but they haven't accepted or rejected me.
Mine took over 24 hours.
It did? Mm-hmm. And did you get in?
Yes.
You got in. Cassie got in.
I got in, and you get in, and it's like, build your inner circle. It's the first, so you can invite 4 people to jump the wait list. So I'm like, I know exactly who I'm going to invite. My friend Dara Brewstein, she's the networking queen, and this friend. And then one of my other friends, not Dara, she got rejected, and I was like, well, I'm not using this app then. Screw it. They would be lucky to be in the same room breathing the same air as my friend. Plus, it's $100 a year.
Abby, did you say that you got a notification?
Well, I applied, again, well over 24 hours. I'm still on the wait list.
Okay,
I'm
so that's
applicant
good.
Number 82,342.
Yep. All right, even that I don't believe. I got to be honest with you. I don't think that there. When I signed on, there were 95,000 that they were sifting through. That's BS.
Yeah, no, because we all got that same. Like, I got the exact same thing. And I got to 80,000. And then all of a sudden, within 15 minutes, they knew that I wasn't worthy of being part of the networking app.
Kristen, I think I may know what happened to yours. If they have any kind of like AI bot that searches your history on the internet, I'm thinking maybe they saw that picture with you shooting the rainbow out of your butt.
If anything, that should give me speedy access.
Here, Bird Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Get the best quality paints from Dutch Boy for all your projects at Menards. Maxbond Plus exterior paint and primer in one is designed to stand strong against extreme weather. It provides max adhesion, hide, and performance, and repels rain in just 90 minutes after application. And with Dutch Boy's high-performing paints that last, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards today and get your paint project started.
Save big money.